This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
So inshallah ta'ala, we'll read out the first few lines of poetry that we're going to be studying inshallah ta'ala. And then the rest, when we reach that stage, I'll be mentioning it as well inshallah ta'ala. So the poet, rahimahullah ta'ala, Al-Fadhfari, he says, As-sawmu imsakun anil mufattiri, waqtan mu'ayyanan min al-muqtadiri, bidiyatin yufradu fi ramdana. برؤية أو انقضى شعبانا أو كان غيم مانع للراهي ونحوه في ليلة الترائي ويلزم الصيام كل قادر من مسلم مكلف وحاضر. So the first thing that the poet or the author begins to speak about is الصوم إمساك على المفطري. What the تعريف, the definition of a psalm is. We know that a psalm has a linguistic meaning and it also has a technical meaning. The linguistic meaning is what? Al-imsaku, to withhold from something. If I say to you, do sawm from Instagram, it means that you need to withhold from Instagram. If I say do sawm from Facebook or Snapchat, WhatsApp, or to do the sawm from speaking or seeing your girlfriend, all of this means what? To withhold from something. Also, the linguistic meaning of sawm is found in the Quran. When Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam came to Maryam alayhi salatu wasalam, what did she say? Inni a'udhu bi rahmani mink in kunta taqiyya. I seek refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from yourself if you are somebody who has a taqwa. Later on, when he explained that he is a messenger, he is a prophet, he has been sent to her in order to give her glad tidings. What did he say to her? Fukuli washrabi wa qarri ayna. Fa'imma tarayinna min al-bashari ahadan. Fa'uli inni nadartu li rahmani sawman. Because obviously now she has a child, right? And she was never touched. She wasn't somebody who used to go and sleep around. People are going to be asking her, where did you get this child from? Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam said to her, tell the people if they ask you, inni nadartu lirrahmani sawma. I have made a vow to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that I am going to do a sawm. What was this sawm? فَلَنْ أُكَلِّمَ الْيَوْمَ إِنْسِيَّ. I am not going to be speaking to anybody. So this is the linguistic meaning of what saum means. The technical meaning is to withhold from something that inshallah ta'ala I will elaborate on. The scholars, when they define the technical meaning, they say is as-sawmu huwa imsakun an shay'in makhsus fi zamanin makhsus bi niyatin makhsusa min shakhsin makhsus. And all these lines that I previously mentioned, it covers this technical meaning of what soul means. Wadih? And that which we need to withhold from in the technical meaning is of two types in the month of Ramadan specifically. The first one is to withhold from the things that is going to invalidate our fast. And we know these things, they're very, very well known, like food and drink, and also what sexual intercourse, as it came in the hadith when Allah Azza wa Jal. This is a hadith al-Qudsi, by the way. Hadith al-Qudsi is that which the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam narrated, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving us a message. And the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he himself, he said, قَالَ اللَّهُ تَبَارَكُ وَتَعَالَى. Allah Azza wa Jal said. And it is different from the Qur'an. Because the hadith al-Qudsi, you can't read in your salah. And you don't get the reward that you would get for reciting the book of Allah Azza wa Jal. For every letter we get a reward, right? For reciting the book of Allah Azza wa Jal. But the hadith al-Qudsi, you don't get the same reward. So the Messenger said, قال الله تبارك وتعالى يدع طعامه وشرابه وشهوته من أجلي. He leaves off his food, his drink, and also his shahwa, his desires for my sake. So these are from the three most important, okay, and the well-known muftirat, the things that invalidate a person's fast. And inshallah ta'ala, when we reach the next chapter, we will be mentioning some of the things that invalidate someone's fast. And these three are not the only thing. These three things are not the only things. Then you have the other type that does not invalidate your fast, but it reduces the reward that you get in your fast. Because we know that when Muhammad fasts and when Jama' or Ibrahim fasts, their reward is not equal. Some will get more than others. We hope inshallah ta'ala everybody gets the maximum reward, but in essence, not everybody might get the same reward. Are you with me, my brothers and my sisters? The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, رُبَّ صَائِمْ لَيْسَ لَهُ مِنْ صِيَامِ إِلَى الْجُوعِ الْعَطَشِ. Perhaps one might fast and he gets nothing out of the fasting except what? Thirst and hunger. Imagine coming on Yawm Al-Qiyamah and the Ramadan of 2019, you had absolutely zilf. Because of you not being able to control your tongue, not being able to control your eyes, some of the things that you look at on social media, and also not controlling your ears. And this is the real fast that is going to help us attain the main objective of fasting. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. That's what Allah mentioned, right? He prescribed upon us, يَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الصِّيَامُ كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. The hikmah behind you fasting is that you attain a taqwa. Because the taqwa that you attain is going to get your actions that you do accepted. Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he said, if I knew that one sajda was accepted, I would have preferred to pass away. So he was asked why. He said, Allah Azza wa Jal, he says, إِنَّمَا يَتَقَبَّلُ اللَّهُ مِنَ الْمُتَّقِينَ. Allah Azza wa Jal only accepts from those who come with a taqwa. And us now withholding from a lot of these things in the month of Ramadan is going to take you towards that direction. And this is exactly what Jabir ibn Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, إِذَا صُمْتَ فَلْيَصُمْ سَمْعُكَ وَبَصَرُكَ وَلِسَانُكَ مِنَ الْكَذِبِ وَالْمَآثِمِ. When you fast, then make sure you fast from what? Make sure your eyes fast, make sure your ears fast, and make sure also your tongue fast. That's what's going to, inshallah ta'ala, give us the reward that is going to take us to Al-Jannah. So for a person now to just withhold from what? Food and drink, and then he can't control his mouth. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what did he say? مَنْ لَمْ يَدَى قَوْلَ الزُّورِ والعمل به والجهل فليس لله حاجة أن يدع طعامه وشرابه. Whoever doesn't stay away from قول الزور, evil, false, idle speech, and also acting upon that, and the ignorance that a person might do and say, then Allah Azza wa Jal is not in need of him what? Leaving off his food and his drink. So we have the technical meaning, that which is split into two categories. That which we need to withhold from, that is going to what? Invalidate our fast if we don't. And then you have that which is going to reduce the reward that we get. Wadih? So here he said, As-sawmu imsakun anil mufattiri. The sawm is to withhold that which is now going to invalidate our fast. Waqtan mu'ayyanan min al-muqtadiri. For a specific time. So when you look at the ta'rif, the definition of sawm, as I mentioned earlier, الصوم هو إمساك عن شيء مخصوص. To stay away from something specifically. في وقت مخصوص. And also at a specific time. And that is what? From sunrise all the way till sunset. Okay? From sunrise all the way till sunset. بنية مخصوص. And I'm going to explain this inshallah ta'ala. Then he goes on to say, بنية يفرض في رمضان. بنية يفرض في رمضان. With an intention that is made inside the month of Ramadan. بنية مخصوصة. This specific intention that you make, my brothers and my sisters, is vital. Because if you don't make that intention, inshallah I'm going to elaborate whether one can do it at the beginning of the month or he has to do it on every single night. But that which is more important than that is one making the right intention. We know that there is a principle in our religion. It is called Al-Umur bi-Maqasidiha. Even the poet rahimahullah ta'ala, Imam al-Si'di, in his Qawa'id al-Fiqhiyah, he says, فَهَذِهِ قَوَاعِدُ نَظَمْتَهَا مِنْ كُتْبِ أَهْلِ الْعِلْمِ قَدْ حَصَّلْتُهَا جَزَاهُمَ الْمَوْلَى عَظِيمَ الْأَجْرِ جَزَاهُمَ الْمَوْلَى عَظِيمَ الْأَجْرِ. على كل إن جوزون تسي وهذه قواعد نظمتها من كتب أهل العلم قد حصلتها جزاهم المولى عظيم الأجر والعفو مع غفرانه والبذي والنية شرط لسائر العمل بها الصلاح والفساد للعمل. He says that the intention is a condition for every action that you do, and based on that intention, your action might either be accepted or it might become corrupt. This comes in very, very handy. This is why they say this principle enters just about in every single ibadah. Where did this principle get taken from? Who can tell me? The hadith of the Messenger of Allah is when he said, إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَاتِ. أي لا يقبل أي عمل إلا بنية. No action is accepted from the individual except if it's done with the correct intention. So if a person now is fasting in the month of Ramadan because he wants to lose weight, is it Ramadan being accepted? The answer is no. You're not doing for the purpose of what? Getting closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Recently a sister messaged me saying that the shaitan keeps playing games with her, or the shaitan keeps giving her the thoughts that you need to fast in order to be a certain way, or your body needs to be a certain a shape. And if a person doesn't constantly fight with himself, it could lead to his fasting being invalid. So a person always needs to be what? Doing jihad with himself, striving against himself. And through that, inshallah ta'ala, your intention will not be affected. But if you let now the shaitan get the better of you, sometimes you're praying, right? Your mom walks in, you get that feeling of wanting to maybe impress your mother. If you don't fight that off and the shaitan gets the better of you, that salah is incorrect, is invalid. You will need to pray that salah again. Are you with me, my brothers? But if you fight him off and the shaitan doesn't get the better of you, even though he's there interfering and disturbing your salah, your salah, inshallah ta'ala, is going to be perfectly fine. And this is the jihad that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us about in the Quran. وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا. Those who strive in our way, we're going to guide them to that which is correct. A person striving, doing jihad with himself, from staying away from the things he shouldn't be doing. Naam? And inshallah ta'ala, it's a means of a person overcoming some of these challenges. So here, this is very, very important. بِنِيَّةٍ يُفْرَضُ فِي رَمْضَانَا. بِنِيَّةٍ مَخْصُوصَةٍ. It has to be with the intention of gaining closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that also you are doing the obligatory fast of the month of Ramadan. Because we know that the fasting is what? Of different types. Some are wajib, some are what? Sunnah. That which is wajib is the month of Ramadan. And also the one that a person makes up after the month of Ramadan, if he was ill, for example, or he was traveling, for example, or a woman now was on her menses, and then she has to make that up later on. Also the siyam al-nadhr, the vow that a person makes upon himself. It says that if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives me a child, then I'm going to fast inshallah ta'ala for 3 days. That now has become mandatory upon himself. Are you with me, my brothers and my sisters? And then you also have the voluntary fast. So a person now, he needs to differentiate upon what exactly he's fasting for. Is he doing the obligatory fast? Is he doing the voluntary fast? بِنِيَّةٍ يُفْرَضُ فِي رَمْضَانَ. By the way, here it says the رَمْضَانَ because in order for the line of poetry to be مُسْتَقِيم, to be upright. This is something that you're going to learn in عِلْمُ الْعُرُوض if you ever embark upon that journey of learning Arabic poetry. But the correct way of saying Ramadan is what? Ramadan. But here it says Ramadan. طيب. The next issue that inshallah ta'ala we're going to be discussing here, he says, بِنِيَّةٍ يُفْرَضُ فِي رَمْضَانَ. Scholars, they discussed, does the intention need to be made on every single night of the month of Ramadan, or is it enough for me to make the intention at the beginning of the Ramadan, and thus inshallah ta'ala going to be sufficient for the rest of Ramadan? Here if you look closely, it says fi Ramadan, inside the month of Ramadan. And we know in the Arabic language the fi is min huruf al-jar. If I say, for example, Muhammadun fil bayt, that's a very simple term or a couple of words that have been put together to say that Muhammad is inside the house. Fi, from the meanings that it has in the Arabic language, is a dharfiyya. Dharfiyya, if you look closely, where this word came from is a dharf, which basically means an envelope. Okay? So sometimes from the meanings of fi in the Quran, it will mean what? Inside of something. So here, when you look at it closely, بِنِيَّةٍ يُفْرَضُ فِي رَمْضَانَ. Even Ibn Malik rahimahullah ta'ala, he says, وَزِيدَ وَالضَّرْفِيَةَ تَسْتِبِنْ بِبَا وَفِي وَقَدْ يُبَيِّنَا السَّبَبَ بِمَسْتَعٍ وَعَدِّعَ وَدَلْسِقِ وَمِثْلَ مَعْ وَمِنْ وَعَنْ بِهَنْتِخِ. In his Alfiyah, his thousand lines of poetry in Arabic grammar. So from its meanings is, that fi is what? Inside. So here in the madhab Imam Ahmad rahimahullah ta'ala, one needs to make the intention for every single night in the month of Ramadan. That's a bit difficult though, right? Where did he get this from? They took it from the hadith of Ummi, or the hadith of Hafsa ta Ummi al-Mu'minina radiallahu ta'ala anha. When the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, من لم يبيت الصيام قبل الفجر فلا صيام له. أخرجه الخمسة ومال الترمذي والنسائي لترجيح وقفه. Hafsa said that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever does not make the intention of fasting the night before, then there's no siyam for a person. Walid Daraqutni, Imam Daraqutni rahimahullah ta'ala, he narrates from the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لا صيام لمن لم يفرده من الليل. There is no siyam for the person who doesn't make the intention the night before. So this is exactly where they took it from. And this is the official position of the madhab of Imam Ahmad rahimahullah ta'ala, that the intention needs to be made, okay, for every single night that he is going to be fasting the following day. But the scholars, you find, they discussed this, they debated this. Some of them, they mentioned that if you do it, okay, at the beginning of the month, that should suffice you for the rest of the month that you're going to be fasting in the month of Ramadan. But is it safer? The answer is yes. Why? Because we have this hadith of Hafsa ta Umm al-Mu'minin radiallahu ta'ala anha. Even though the scholars are different, whether it is mawquf or whether it is marfu'. What does marfu' mawquf mean?
Mawquf means it stops at the companion or doesn't get conveyed.
Jameel, and what does marfu' mean?
Direct.
Na'am, this is exactly what Al-Bayquni rahimahullah ta'ala, he mentioned his poem when speaking about the science of hadith. He says, وَمَا أَضَفْتَهُ إِلَى الْأَصْحَابِ مِنْ قَوْلٍ وَفِعْلٍ فَهُ مَوْقُوفٌ زَكِينٌ. That which has been ascribed back to a companion, whether it is an action or whether it is a statement, then we say that this narration is mawquf. But he also says, وَمَا أُضِيفَ لِلنَّبِي الْمَرْفُوعُ وَمَا لِتَابِعٍ وَالْمَقْتُوعُ. Any action or any statement that has been ascribed back to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we say this narration is what? Marfu'. So the scholars, they differ. Is this a statement that stops at Hafsa ta Umm al-Mu'minin radiallahu ta'ala anha, or is this actually a statement of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? This is why Imam al-Tirmidhi and also Imam al-Nasa'i, who are from the six books of hadith, right? We always hear Rawahu al-Nasa'i, narrated by Nasa'i, narrated by Imam al-Tirmidhi rahimahullah. They led towards the position of this narration being mawquf. But ala ayyihal, it is safer, okay, that a person makes the intention every night. But ala ayyihal, you know, anyways, you find that the issue is quite broad, and the issue of the niyyah is something that is sahal, something that is, you know, we can be easy going with. طيب, with regards to now, sawmu tatawwu', a voluntary type of fasting. Do I need to make the intention the night before if I want to fast a voluntary fast? The answer is no. We're speaking about the obligatory fast, whether it's a kafara, an expiation that a person is fasting for, okay, because he ended up swearing by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then he didn't, okay, fulfill that which he swore for. Wadih? We know that type of fasting also becomes wajib on that individual. And likewise, so munadhirin, the fasting that a person he does because he made a vow, and likewise the fasting that a person does in order to make up that which he missed from the month of Ramadan, he must make the intention the night before. He must make the intention the night before. Wadih? But what about now when it comes to the voluntary fast? If an individual now, he woke up at dhuhr time, مثلا, at 12 o'clock, okay, and he decided to fast, or even maybe at 3 o'clock, he missed dhuhr, and he decided to fast, can he fast on that day? The answer is yes. The answer is yes. And this is exactly what Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha mentioned about the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. She said, دخل علينا النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. That's a yom. Once upon a day, the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he entered upon us. فقال هل عندكم شيء? He asked, is there anything in the house that I can eat? قلنا لا. We said no. He said, إني إذا صائم. If that's the case, then I'm going to fast that day, inshallah ta'ala. ثم أتانا يوما آخر. Then he came on another day. فقلنا أهدي لنا حيث. We have been gifted with a type of food called hais, which is a very humble type of food that the Messenger used to eat. He said, أَرِينِيهِ فَلَقَدْ أَصْبَحْتُ صَائِمًا. Show me, for indeed, I started my day from the morning while I was fasting. And this hadith is in what? Sahih Muslim. So point of the matter is here, the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he fasted even though he didn't make the intention in the night. But then the scholars, they discussed, okay, does he have to start fasting before Zawal, meaning before Dhuhr? Okay, or can he start fasting from after Dhuhr? Okay, first point is, as long as he did not eat or drink or do something that is going to invalidate his fast, then he can fast on that day. Are you with me, guys? So he woke up, he didn't have sexual intercourse from Fajr. Wadih? Or he didn't eat or drink anything. And he didn't also fall into the other things that invalidate one's fast. If he decides to fast, he can fast. But does it have to be from before Zawal, before Dhuhr, or after Dhuhr? The madhab of Imam Ahmad rahimahullah ta'ala is that it can be from any time of the day. Are you with me, guys? It can be from any time of the day. And this was the position of some of the companions, like Hudhayfah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and also Ibn Abbas. Hudhayfah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he said, مَنْ بَدَى لَهُ الصِّيَامُ بَعْدَ الزَّوَالِ فَلْيَصُمْ. Whoever wants to fast after Zawal, then it's okay for him to fast. And also Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala, he said to himself, وَاللَّهِ لَخَدْ كُنْتُ أُصْبِحُ وَأَنَا لَهُ رِيدُ الصَّوْمُ. Sometimes I used to wake up in the morning and I don't want any, or I don't want to be fasting on that day. And then I would fast. Wadih? Okay? So as long as the person doesn't eat or drink, wadih, and he doesn't do some of the things that is going to invalidate his fast, then he can fast on that day. And this is for a voluntary type of fasting. Okay? This is for a voluntary type of fasting.